AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military announced a blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas is set to begin today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. in Iran. President Trump had threatened to block the entire Strait of Hormuz, as reports indicated that ships stopped crossing the waterway. Ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran ended yesterday in Pakistan without an agreement. Pope Leo XIV has responded to Trump after the president criticized him as very liberal and not doing a good job. Pope Leo says the Vatican's appeals for peace and reconciliation are rooted in the gospel and that he does not fear the Trump administration.
Don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on an investigation into sexual assault allegations against Congressman Eric Swalwell, who is running for California governor.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting a woman who worked for the congressman said he sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. She told the newspaper she did not go to the police because she was afraid she would not be believed. Swalwell took to his X account Friday to deny the allegations.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false.
CNN also reporting on the former staffer's allegations, as well as those from several women who say Swalwell sent them inappropriate sexual messages. I'm Julie Walker.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the European Union's reaction to the Hungary election result.
Leaders from across Europe, including NATO's Secretary General and the European Commission President, have congratulated winner Péter Magyar. However, some, like Italy's Prime Minister, have said kind words of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron has praised Magyar's commitment to EU values. Magyar has promised to repair Hungary's relations with the EU. Orban's 16-year rule often challenged EU governance, notably vetoing actions such as support for Ukraine following Russia's all-out invasion. Many European leaders saw Orban as a threat to European peace and prosperity.
Peruvian voters will have to wait until at least today to learn the outcome of yesterday's presidential election after the process faced logistical issues that left even thousands of people in the country and abroad unable to cast ballots. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.